Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Howard Ruff is with us, folks. Howard is a good friend of ours, a member of our Brain Trust now for over 5 years. He is the author of a number of books, including How to Prosper During the Coming Bad Years in the 21st Century. But you got, Howard, you got a new book coming out pretty soon.
Yes, I do, and it's called How to Prosper in the Age of Obamanomics.
In the Age of Obamanomics. And when's that going to be out?
Well, it'll be...
Week now?
It'll be out the printing press in about 3 weeks from
right now.
And we've got I've got some galleys coming, and I'll be happy to send you one so you
Thank
get
you.
An advanced look at it.
So
the main thing, is that events overtook the last book. I thought it was going to be a standard book for several years. Now that doesn't mean it's inaccurate. It's
right.
Still accurate. It just isn't current and up to date. And I'm glad to talk to you because I have a chapter in this book about entrepreneurism. A lengthy chapter. I wrote it some years ago. It became a classic. I repeated it several times in the Rough Times, my newsletter. But I put it in this book, and it has a lot of stuff that you will like to hear.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting it. And you talked about, now the title of the book is How to Prosper in the Coming
Age of Obamanomics.
In the Age of Obamanomics. Now, tell us what you mean by Obamanomics.
Well, the things that Obama is doing to the economy are not old-fashioned Americanism. Basically, it's socialism, pure socialism. Now, let me define socialism for you. Socialism is when the government owns or controls the means of production. And right now, under Obama, in this short time, he's already taken over Wall Street, he's taken over the banking industry, he's taken over the automobile industry, and now he's after the one-sixth of the economy, which is the healthcare industry. And
it's also socialism is also associated with redistribution of assets, right?
Sure, and then he was very candid about that in the last election. He said that one of the deficiencies in the Constitution was it didn't provide for redistribution of income.
Right,
and that was pretty well ignored. I saw.
And folks, if you think that Howard or I are being judgmental of Mr. Obama, we're just commenting on things that I've literally heard him say things that told me that he believed that people who don't have as much should be given things rather, instead of being given a more of an opportunity to earn it themselves, that they should be given those things from someone else.
Well, Obama is the enemy of entrepreneurs, really, because the so-called rich that he's talking about aren't the real rich who inherited money and fortunes and who don't show much in their tax returns as a result. That's not the real rich. The ones he's talking about are the people who struggled and fought and built something, and all of a sudden they're making over $250,000 a year.
Well, let me give you an example of how this has already played out somewhere else, as that could be our future. In the Scandinavian countries, just like a lot of Europe, they're not very entrepreneurial over there. The Danes invited me over a couple of years ago to talk to them about being entrepreneurial. And one of the reasons is because they redistribute wealth over there. As an example, a recent poll in Sweden showed that the number three things that people would like to have professionally, number one is to have a job, number three is to own a business, the number two most desirable thing to have in Sweden professionally is to be unemployed.
Yeah,
Number two is unemployed. Well, that's because they make as much money when they're unemployed as when they work.
Sure, they can spend their time and go to southern France.
And that money has to come from somewhere, and it comes from people who otherwise would be entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
And I think that's where we may be headed here.
The Obamanomics is a direct enemy of the entrepreneur.
What do you think about the health care reform?
Health care is one-sixth of the total economy.
Right.
and it's a socialist scam, really. What will happen is that there's some very scary things in that, and I feel like I got a target on my back because of the fact that if you're older, in the legislation, in fact, in the initial legislation that was supposed to stimulate the economy, the stimulus insulation, if the older people were simply not going to get the help they need if it's expensive. If I needed a heart transplant or chemotherapy,
are you saying that you think so, that there's going to be some decisions made about whether resources should be spent on someone who's at a certain age?
It's in the legislation right now, and Rahm Emanuel, who's the president's
chief of staff,
mm-hmm. has a brother who's in charge of the healthcare thing, and he's a doctor, and he's made it very, very clear that we old folks should just be willing to die and make room for everybody else, besides not using scarce resources to prolong a life that's already been full and behind us. And so I feel like I've, like I said, I've got a target on my back just because I'm old. And so consequently, this is pretty terrible. It's scary. It scares me, and I hope it scares the people who read my book and the chapter on health care.
Is that in the new book?
That's the new book.
The new book has a chapter on the health care scenario.
It most certainly does.
Yeah.
And it will alarm you, and it should alarm you, because it's designed to alarm you, because I'm alarmed, too.
It'll be out that book will be out in a month or so. Howard, hold on to that thought. When we come back, I wanted to ask Howard just a couple more questions about health care. And also, folks, there's some real potential that oil, crude oil, globally traded crude oil, which is currently denominated in dollars, U.S. dollars, could become denominated in something other than U.S. dollars. What would that do to our economy? What would that do to the U.S. dollar if that happened? We'll talk to Howard about that after these messages. Tintail, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Howard Ruff is our guest. He is one of the great sages of financial planning. Rough Times is the Rough Times is his newsletter. He's been publishing now for in a fourth or fifth decade.
34 years.
He's written a number of books. Howard, tell us how we can find all that.
Well, you can find out about it by going to my website. It's roughtimes.com. And there you'll learn more about me than you ever wanted to know. And then in about another 2 weeks, if you hit it again, you'll find a revised, up-to-date website.
Right.
So you can get it, see it as it is now, and you'll see it as it is in the process of development.
And that's
I'm trying to stay current, and the economy is moving so fast.
Yep.
And things are happening so fast that nothing will last forever. For example, I have met someone who says, hey, I'm never going to take your advice again. I heard you on the radio, and I went out and bought gold, and I lost money, so I'll never take your advice again. Well, incidentally, anybody who just listens to me on the radio, or listens to anybody on the radio, or even reads the book, and then assumes that things aren't going to change or be different is crazy, really.
Right.
It's a fool's errand. And so my suggestion is that you've got to stay current. That's why I have a newsletter.
Right.
In fact, this new book is really just step one in understanding what I call roughonomics, so you know what's going on. And anybody who just follows because they heard something on the air without going further and finding out how, getting a vehicle that will keep them up to date is crazy.
RUFF, by the way, folks, roughtimes.com. Howard, wrap up quickly, because I got another question I want to ask you on health care. Do you think that there will be a health care reform bill that will be passed through the Senate the president will sign this year?
Oh, yes, I think so. And it will
they've got to do something,
don't
they?
It will be more left than you have any idea. You think, you told me off the air that you thought it was going to be watered down. Well, it's not going to be watered down that much. The president is going to get most of what he wants.
Very interesting. Well, you know, are you heartened by whether you agree with the president or not? If you're an American, isn't it an exciting time to see other Americans getting riled up about something and making their voices known? Isn't that good for democracy?
Well, sure, of course it is. And I mean, even Hillary Clinton said you could be patriotic by being in opposition to government.
Right, exactly.
So
no question.
So I think she was absolutely right, but she doesn't think we're right because we're on the wrong side of the fence.
Yeah.
But my point is this. I'm happy to see that there was 1.5 million people in front of the Capitol building, and the press played it down. They tried to say there was only 10,000
right.
people. It was 1.5 million.
There were a lot of people there. Well, Howard, I want to ask you another question before we go. I want to make sure I get an answer from you here. The dollar is the crude oil, globally traded crude oil is denominated in dollars, U.S. dollars.
And the dollar is the unit of account.
Exactly, and so some people are talking about changing that to some other currency or maybe a basket of goods. What if that happened? If the dollar were removed as the denomination for oil, what would that do to our dollar and our U.S. economy?
Well, first, you remember about a couple of years ago when the oil went to like $140?
I do. Yep.
Okay.
18 months ago or so.
Because the dollar is the unit of account. It wasn't because there were shortages of oil. It wasn't because they were just pushing up prices. The unit of account, the dollar, was sagging in value.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were an oil minister or finance minister for one of the OPEC countries, I'd be worried about getting enough dollars to offset the fact that the dollar is sagging.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what will happen if the dollar ceases to be the unit of account for oil or even the most important currency in the world and people stop buying it, the dollar is going to continue to sag, and that's one of the things that will create this saber-tooth inflation that I expect in the next little while. So that will be the consequence, simply because if the dollar is not used, there will be less dollars bought, and on the international markets, the dollar will sag relative to other currencies, and then it's the sagging dollar that is a major factor.
So the loss of import of the U.S. dollar, especially with regard to the crude oil unit of account, as you say, that's not going to be a good thing for us. That's going to be a bad thing for us, isn't it?
Of course.
Yeah.
Sure,
so, folks, I've never heard of this kind of conversation before on this. People are actually talking about this right now, aren't they?
You bet they are, and they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
At least they're concerned with the subject. I'm appalled at even the good guys whom I like about how ignorant they basically are of the economic facts.
Yeah, I think you're right. Hey, Howard, the roughtimes.com is the book. I mean, is the website, right?
That's right.
Roughtimes.com.
And the new book, incidentally, when you get on a website, you don't have to sign up. There's a lot of good stuff to read. It's absolutely free. But if you should sign up for the newsletter, you will get the free book. And then, incidentally, you can rip me off.
I got to wrap it up, Howard. Thank you for being here. Go to roughtimes.com, folks. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. See you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.